traumatic experiences like major floods can have psychological ramifications. Since Hurricane Katrina, FEMA has sent money to Louisiana to provide counseling for survivors struggling with poor mental health every time a disaster hits the state. A program called Louisiana Spirit has been counseling victims near Baton Rouge since the floods last August. But as the one-year anniversary approaches, the program is winding down, leaving some victims in the lurch. Della Hassell has this story.
For James Ferris, this past year has been the hardest of his life. His home was among thousands ruined when the water rose to the rooftops in central Louisiana last summer. We first heard his story in December.
I've never been through nothing like that before. It was like my neighbors was blowing their horns and beating on the doors.
Back then, Ferris, who is 64, had just started to rebuild. His house was gutted to the bare studs. He's made some progress since then. There's now a fresh paint job on the ceiling and walls where empty space used to be. Ferris.
We gutted it out from the floor to the ceiling. And as you can see, we got all that put back in, and we had spray insulation put in to encapsulate it.
But so much is still unfinished. He is missing basic appliances, including a stove and washing machine. Bedroom closets have no doors, and construction dust is everywhere. Ferris thought he'd be further along by now. After all, it's been a year since what scientists call the 1,000-year rain. But Ferris has run out of money for repairs. Helping hands have disappeared. He feels powerless, and that's taking a toll.
I'm really having a hard time holding it together. Everybody has been so great to us that we wouldn't have made it this far if it wouldn't have been for people reaching out to us. But it's like we're stuck now, and I don't have nowhere else to go.
There's a medical reason Ferris is so overwhelmed. After the flood, he was one of many diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He's been coping by talking to workers with the Louisiana Spirit Crisis Counseling Program. They help flood victims deal with mental health issues like depression and anxiety. In the past year, a counselor named Edith Furlow has visited Ferris at his home every couple of months. Their sessions sound something like this.
You know, we want you to connect with people.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yes, we want you to connect with people and, you know, to do things to get back like you were before the flood. Because I know you were a happy man.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you show me some happiness and joy, you know, with you now.
Yeah.
But we want you just to, you know, do better. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I love you, Mr. Ferris.
I love you.
But soon, Ferris will lose that connection, too. The counseling program will shut down at the end of August because the FEMA grant that funded it isn't being renewed. The program was never meant to be permanent. It's initiated after disasters like the flood and then discontinued until the next catastrophe comes along. Many will be affected. Officials say nearly $7 million was spent on about 60,000 flood-related counseling sessions throughout the state. Nicole Corsi with Louisiana Spirit.
There is still a need out there. We did a needs assessment back in March to validate the need for us to continue to be in the field providing services to the survivors. But again, we were not approved for the additional funding. So we're really trying to work hard with the survivors that really could use resources.
Some will be directed to food banks and churches. Others will be sent to Catholic Charities, which does long-term case management. Counselors there can help some of the neediest people, like Ferris. Still, they won't do home visits the way Louisiana Spirit does. And that concerns Corsi, because for some, anniversaries have triggers.
They were thinking, you know, by this point, they should be in their home, and they're not.
Matthew Muse, a team leader for Louisiana Spirit, agrees that the counseling provides a support system and helps with emotional recovery. But ultimately, counselors try to give survivors the tools they need to help themselves.
The entire process has been about self-empowerment and resiliency, making the survivors able to stand on their own. We're more of a stepping stool more than a crutch.
In the meantime, Ferris is thankful for the help he's gotten and looking forward to easier days to come. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Della Hassell.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is brought to you by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.